Nolte, Gang That Led Us Into Iraq War Reunites to Support Joe Biden. By John Nolte on August 19, 2020. Iraq Debacle, a hugely popular metal band some 15 years ago, has reunited for a reunion tour in support of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Band members include former Secretary of State Colin Powell, neocon cheerleader Bill Kristol, former Defense Secretary and Senator Chuck Hagel, the ghost of John McCain, neocon columnists Max Boot and George Will, former Govs, John Kasich and Christine Todd Whitman, former reps, Susan Molinari and Joe Walsh, former intellectual Jonah Goldberg, failed GOP consultants Steve Schmidt and Rick Wilson, some guy named David French, and a number of bit players from the W. Bush administration. What do these aging losers all have in common? They are / were all Republicans and they all own a big pair of pom-poms. They represent almost all of the Republicans who shook the pom-poms the hardest that led the United States into the biggest foreign policy debacle, possibly ever, the 2003 Iraq War. Not everyone on the above list has the moral courage to come right out and say they are endorsing Biden and Harris. They pose as Biden curious, even as they attack the only alternative, President Trump, as the biggest threat to democracy in the history of Western civilization, as a moral cancer on the very fabric of this great American experiment that is now a steaming pile of dookie thanks to the bad orange man. We're supposed to believe these modern-day Hamlets are so intellectually tortured by the nuance of it all. They now drift in the netherworld between truth and the hypnotic pull of their own navel. Some of these clowns, though, are not fooling around. Colin Powell, the ghost of John McCain, John Kasich, Susan Molinari, and Christine Todd Whitman have gone so far as to appear at Biden's nominating convention. This might be a good time to remind everyone that Joe Biden was a strong supporter of the Iraq War and Donald Trump was not. In fact, Trump is not a supporter of any of the globalist neocon bullshit almost all of these unrepentant idiots have enriched themselves with for decades while Americans died for no reason and jobs marched overseas and wages stalled. I was also a supporter of the war, but I have at least had the decency to express my regret and embarrassment over that support. Obviously, former President George W. Bush was the top supporter of the Iraq War. It was his idea after all. And now that he's woke, he, and brother Jeb, are sitting out 2020 to focus on the fact he has no real talent as a painter. And for $26.99, he'll send you proof. In all seriousness, other than the least named Cheney, almost everyone who's anyone who cheerleaded us into the debacle has jumped ship. Not just to endorse Joe Biden, but to endorse a man who is, by far, is the most left-wing presidential candidate in our country's history. Biden has promised to raise our taxes, take our guns, and limit our religious freedom. Biden's embraced the Green New Deal, racial reparations, open borders, and the destruction of America's hard-won energy independence. Biden wants to force people to purchase health insurance, pack the court with left-wing judges, and force taxpayers to fund abortion. So what does that tell you? It tells you that the only policy that matters to these fishy Republicans is war. It tells you that the Powells and Kristols and Kasichs and Whitmans and Wills and the holders of John McCain's legacy, and all the rest, care nothing about what they claim to care about. Nothing about religious freedom, the unborn, individual freedom, the Supreme Court, lower taxes, and less government. The only thing that matters to them is war. They want war. War is the answer, war is their sweet spot. And because Trump not only opposed their stupid wars and will oppose their next stupid wars, but is a peacemaker, he's got to go. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.